I want to start off today by just thanking those of you who are married. It's good to see marriage in our parishes. I want to affirm you in your choice to live out married life. Secondly, I wish to acknowledge those who have gone through a divorce, the challenges of that. And if you are here after going through a divorce, I imagine that there have been times in the church where you felt maybe a little uncomfortable, or you might feel a little uncomfortable right now, right about now. But that's not my intent. Rather, I want to help us to reflect on, what do we do? How do we experience these challenges in our lives? I want you to know, even though there are things that haven't maybe turned out the way you wanted or had hoped, God still has a plan for you. God invites us to live in the truth wherever we find ourselves in our lives. We need a proper understanding of God's plan for marriage. There's a lot of ideas, a lot of things out there that have made the clear and biblical teaching on marriage a bit foggy for many people. I want to spend a little time today discussing what the church can offer to those who have been married in the church and then have gone through a very difficult experience of a civil divorce. The Catholic Church teaches that marriage is a permanent relationship between one man and one woman. You probably heard that. Husband and wife are to be faithful to one another. They are to give themselves totally to one another. And this relationship must be freely entered into. The couple also has to be open to life. These are the four elements that we talk often about, the very basic material which Catholic marriage rests upon. You've probably heard it before, free, faithful, total, and fruitful. Those are the four things. In the Catholic Church, we do not recognize divorce like the secular world does. We believe marriage cannot be ended except by the death of one of the spouses. The church does allow for spouses to separate if it's for the good and protection of one of them. Civil divorce is a procedure. We know this. It's a procedure that the state recognizes just as it recognizes marriage as an institution. The church's and the state's understanding of marriage are related, but I would say are also different. Civil divorce is a procedure of breaking apart what is a valid marriage. So a marriage, everybody says, yes, this was a marriage, and now it's breaking apart. There's no corresponding procedure in the Catholic Church. For us, marriage, when validly contracted between two baptized persons, is a sacrament that can't be broken. Now for Catholics, if a marriage breaks down, one of the spouses may seek to have their marriage annulled. That is true. And this is often thought of as Catholic divorce, because it, seems similar. But really, what the annulment process does is look at the marriage and determine if it was valid. So if one of those four elements, those four essential elements, is missing or was missing at the beginning, whether it was intentional or unintentional, this may invalidate the marriage. Now I say may because it has to be proven. In order for a marriage to be invalidated, it must be proven that something essential was missing. And that can be a difficult process, as anybody knows who's gone through an annulment. The burden of proof is upon those trying to show a marriage is invalid. Marriage that is contracted in the church is presumed valid until proven otherwise. We accept the stated vows of the spouses. They are the ones that enter into that marital bond. The annulment process can only look at facts. The facts that are available. It can take a while to get the right information, and it can also be difficult to work with witnesses and maybe get all the truth and so forth. There can be sometimes challenges there. The process doesn't always find that a marriage is invalid. Just because you apply for annulment doesn't mean you'll get one. Sometimes the truth is all those elements seem to have been present. Or in some cases, there may be a doubt, but there's not enough evidence to prove that something was missing. The annulment process isn't perfect, as we know. Therefore, cases can be appealed at times. Now, if you or someone you know has gone through divorce, an annulment must be granted before a person can be married again within the church. Civil divorce is obviously a painful experience to go through. For the spouses, it's always, usually I would say, a source of hurt. And that's for the children, for the family members involved. And often, what led to divorce is a combination of difficulties between both spouses. There are those cases, though, as we all know, that one of the spouses kind of just takes off and leaves the family there without really any particular reason. When a couple divorces, the separated spouses are often suffering in different ways, and sometimes they jump into another relationship as a way to kind of deal with their hurt. This often leads to even more problems, sadly. For one thing, they haven't really healed from the relationship they were just in, so they bring all that hurt into this new relationship. Also, they aren't in a good frame of mind to make objective and clear choices about another partner. Many times, it's not a good match. And finally, most importantly, a Catholic who has been married and civilly divorced is not freed into a second marriage. By their vows, they are still married, and that can't be undone unless they go first through an annulment process and their marriage is shown to be actually invalid, meaning it wasn't really a marriage, although they maybe thought it was. Now, understandably, this teaching of the Church often makes divorced Catholics upset. They may feel that they are being treated unfairly. All around them, people seem to be getting married again, or as many times as they want. Why can't I? Well, the simple answer is Jesus said so. We can't change Jesus' teaching. Other churches, and certainly the secular world, do not follow the teachings of Jesus in this area. But the Catholic Church is not in the business of accommodating Christ's teachings to fit our desires or our wants or our situation. Rather, the Church is given the role of defending and upholding what Christ has entrusted to his Church. Some people try to get around this teaching. They get divorced and they remarry civilly. However, this doesn't uphold Christ's vision of marriage. While on a human level, we can see why this happens, we can see why people do that, and we can sympathize with someone who's looking for stability, for happiness, all these things, so we can understand why they would go that route. It is important to clarify that a civil marriage, though, it does not qualify as marriage in the Catholic Church. So what are the options for a couple who have been divorced and now remarried civilly? Well, the Church would ask them to work towards having their marital status regularized in the eyes of the Church. Depending on the circumstances, this can be a long process. Sometimes it can be quite simple, depending on the circumstances. If it is impossible to get the marriage regularized in the Church, then the Church asks the couple to actually live as brother and sister, meaning no conjugal relations, or else to separate. This can seem harsh, yes, but we must always remember Christ's own words on the subject. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. He didn't say that just to be mean. He said this to uphold the good of what marriage is meant to be. Spouses have a duty to love and the right to have that permanence. And if marriage isn't forever, it really erodes the security with which it's meant to give the sacrament. Now, when I say irregular marital status, maybe you've heard that term, maybe you haven't, it refers to being civilly married outside the Church, or divorced and remarried, or any kind of marriage or live-in relationship that's not recognized by the Church as marriage. Being civilly divorced, while not ideal, does not directly threaten a person's union with Christ and his Church. It's only when we enter into a second union that we put ourselves kind of at odds with Christ and his teaching. For those in such a situation, you find yourself in a difficult place, I know. You have a choice to make. Either I follow Christ and his teaching, which can seem rather difficult in the moment, or you can choose to stay in an irregular marital relationship and thus put yourself in conflict with Christ's teaching on the permanence of marriage, which is honestly kind of a dangerous place to put ourselves and our soul. Now, maybe you or someone you know are in this position or have been in this position. And maybe you or them have made the decision to get married civilly again. Well, I'd say come talk to me. If you have this situation, you know somebody who's in this situation, come and talk to me. Come and talk to a priest. Try to get some help in this area. It's not the end of the world. Maybe there's something that we can work out. Maybe start honestly by just praying and asking God to meet you where you are in your current plight. God's ways are always best, even if we don't understand them at the time. And the Church isn't free to offer a solution apart from what Jesus himself expects of us. Remember, too, that God will always give us the grace to live out our current circumstances. Even if we have been married and civilly divorced, that doesn't mean we're doomed to a life of unhappiness. We have a crisis in the family, because of the breakdown in marriages. And until we address these issues, the cause of divorce will continue to see those things happen again and again. So we need to support those who have struggled in their marriages, those who have been divorced, but also we need to uphold the truth of what marriage is. It is a lack of faith to say that I need something outside of God's plan. If we are faithful and we're honest in our desire for God, He will show us the way. Marriage is meant to be a beautiful and life-giving sacrament. We know that. But sometimes the reality of what people live in their marriages is very difficult. It's very difficult. People feel that it's all one-sided giving. They struggle with certain faults of their spouse. It's a real effort that's needed to live out the sacrament. But it's worth it. So keep working at it. Keep striving for it. When it comes down to it, we know that in the church, there are those who are married. There are those who are divorced. There are those who are divorced and remarried. There are those who live together. There are those who aren't married and aren't planning to get married that live together. These are Catholics, and they're all in these different states. We need to pray for them. To those who find themselves in such a situation outside of what we would say is an accepted state by the church, work towards regularizing your situation. Come and talk to me. If you have questions, I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about it. Don't lose hope. Don't be turned off because I'm telling you about this truth. If you sense a resistance here in yourself over this topic, or you know someone else who is kind of resistant to this truth because of their situation, don't let that resistance push you away from God's plan for you. Trust that God wants to work something out for you. And I've chosen to talk about this because I would rather have you feel uncomfortable now than have you feel comfortable enough to just stay where you are in a place of incompleteness. God wants so much for you to be healed, to find fullness in your life. Ask God to enter into the place where you are. It very well could be a saving act that unleashes this logjam that's been blocked up in your spiritual development. Until you address your marital status, your sacramental life will be stunted. One last encouragement to those who are married, those who are preparing for marriage, and even those who are striving to regularize their marriage, take the time to invest in a relationship. It's worth it. It's so easy to take it for granted, to cut corners, sacrifice other things rather than your marriage. Your careers, your hobbies, your sports, these can all wait. Your marriage is worth more than all these things. Lord, assist those who are struggling in their marriages. Guide those who feel lost. Help those who are broken and live in a broken family situation. Help them not to lose hope. Help us as a community to be a place where people can be supported to live God's plan for marriage.